From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. In Iraq, a Shiite militant group has released an American hostage who had been held for several weeks. And NPR's Quill Lawrence reports five explosions near the Syrian border have killed at least six people and wounded 33 others.
The first blast occurred in the border town of Al-Qaim, targeting the house of a local Sahwa leader, one of the Sunni tribesmen who fought alongside U.S. forces against Al-Qaeda. When people gathered around the site of the bomb, four others exploded. Violence in Iraq remains greatly reduced, but small explosions and shootings occur daily. The Pentagon announced that an Iraqi American from California was released into U.S. military custody. Issa T. Salomi, a U.S. military contractor, disappeared on January 23rd in Iraq. He later appeared in a video posted online by the militant Shiite group Asab al-Haq. The group claims it released Salomi last week in exchange for several detainees from American custody. Iraqi authorities have freed key members of Asab al-Haq as part of a reconciliation program after Iraq's sectarian civil war. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
Intelligence officials in Pakistan say a U.S. drone fired missiles at a village near the Afghan border yesterday. They struck a suspected Al-Qaeda and Taliban hideout, killing four people. Once Congress goes on recess tomorrow, President Obama plans to make 15 recess appointments, filling jobs that have been left open because the Senate failed to act on nominations. This bypasses the confirmation process and allows the positions to be filled until the end of the congressional term next year. The president said he can't allow partisan politics to stand in the way of the basic functioning of government. Presidents from both parties have used recess appointments when faced with Senate delay. The kickoff of the Tea Party Express bus tour drew about 7,000 people to the Nevada desert yesterday, near the tiny town of Searchlight. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports the location was chosen because Searchlight is the hometown of Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
The theme of this Tea Party Express tour is Just Vote Them Out. It's aimed at all the members of Congress who, like Harry Reid, supported the health care reform bill. The keynote speaker was former Republican vice presidential candidate and current Fox News analyst Sarah Palin. The crowd braved fierce winds to hear her and dozens of other speakers. Mark Williams, an organizer of the Tea Party Express, branded as rumors the recent threats of violence against Democrats who voted for the health care overhaul.
That's a crock. We, as a constitutional movement, are the world's premier human rights movement.
The Tea Party Express is expected to hold rallies in 42 cities, culminating with one in Washington, D.C. on April 15th, Tax Day. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, outside of Searchlight, Nevada.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. This is the second day of a four-day walkout by unionized cabin crew workers at British Airways. About 40% of the airline's scheduled departures from Heathrow Airport have been canceled today. Larry Miller reports from London. The argument between British Airways management and the union is increasingly heated.
Combative rhetoric from both union and management suggests this dispute by British Airways cabin crew could inconvenience travelers for some time to come. The union warns the spring and summer could be riddled with strikes. Initially, the dispute was over pay and working conditions, but BA's tough response has staff fuming. BA chief Willie Walsh has cut free travel for those who strike, and those who've walked out for just a day are being docked 2 weeks' pay. Union official Steve Turner outlines the strikers' objective.
To win this dispute and show Willie Walsh and BA exactly up for what they are right now, and that is a union-busting regime that's determined to intimidate and bully our people into submission.
Walsh denies he's trying to break the union. He claims if British Airways is not transformed, it won't exist in 10 years. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
People and businesses turned out their lights for 1 hour last night to participate in Earth Hour to call for more action to fight global warming. The event began in Sydney, Australia, 3 years ago and has become an annual global event. Participants dim their lights for 1 hour, starting at 8:30 local time. Big Ben in London, the Eiffel Tower in Paris, and the Empire State Building in New York all went dark. Event co-founder Andy Ridley said 126 counties and territories had signed up. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.